This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have the majority leader in the New York State Assembly. Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes joins us. Majority Leader, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Hey, doing all right. Can't complain. Let's start on the Kensington Project. 2 weeks ago, a judge put a pause on the project so the state could run an environmental impact study. What are your thoughts on the judge's ruling?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I do serve a part of the government as the New York State Assembly member, and I understand that there are three pieces of our government, and the judicial arm is one of them. And so I have to respect his opinion, even though I don't agree with it. And I'm hoping that the DOT would choose to appeal that decision, because I think if heard in the right reflection, the judge will change his mind. He will not allow $1 billion to walk away from Buffalo when it's a community that so desperately needs it.
You know, Majority Leader, so last week we had open phone lines on this topic, and, you know, the Eastside Parkways Coalition has been very vocal against this project, and we're hearing more and more people speak out against it. Are you still for the tunnel on the 33, and does it still have...
I absolutely do unequivocally still support exactly what the DOT came up with.
Does it still have the support in the community outside of the Eastside Parkways Coalition?
Well, I'm not sure who supports it and who doesn't support it. What I do know is I worked with some people for over 30 years to make it happen. And the people who are now speaking had an opportunity to work on it, but they didn't. They only chose to work against it when they knew it was going to happen. And so for that, they're entitled to their opinion, and I'm entitled to mine. And I'm sticking by the original Restore Our Community plan.
Speaking of Restore Our Community, the Restore Our Community Coalition, are they still a part of this? Are they still working on this?
They absolutely are.
So with a pause by the judge, when were we supposed to start seeing work on this tunnel project? And how...
Well, if the project hadn't have been stopped, you would already see the first phase of it going on Best Street right now. You would already see that happening. But it was paused. And so I don't know when it's going to reinstate itself, because I'm not sure how long it's going to take the Department of Transportation to decide that they're going to appeal. I do know for sure that if the courts are going to wait for another EI environmental impact study to be done, that that's going to take significant time, because you have to evaluate what's the environmental impact of 70,000 cars coming into the city of Buffalo every day and leaving on other streets. So every street that could be impacted has to have an environmental impact study. That's going to take time. And if that's what the decision is to be, then that's what it is.
So, you know, obviously this is the plan that the state has put in place. We've heard a lot of people that say they just want to get rid of the 33 altogether and go back to the Humboldt Parkway. Do you think out of all the plans, the plan that the state has in place is the most realistic plan?
I think the plan as it is proposed is a realistic plan. I think people's desire to see Frederick Law Olmsted's original vision reinstated is people's desire. I just don't see how it happens within a time frame that allows us to be beneficiaries of this billion-dollar project.
All right. Well, we will obviously keep our eyes on this. It's been one of the biggest stories locally since I've started working here, and obviously something we're going to keep our eye on. Majority Leader, while we have you here, the governor already starting work on the 2026 budget. Obviously, when people see these budgets, the first thing they see is the number and, you know, just how much money the state is going through in a year. What are your thoughts on Kathy Hochul's most recent budget? And what do you say to people who say that number is just too big for a state like New York?
Well, I would disagree with him. The purpose of government is to provide service to the people. And clearly, people need the services that we're providing. No one is walking away from their opportunity to go to school. No one's walking away from their opportunity to have their children fed. No one's walking away from an opportunity to be able to see, have a nurse in every school. No one's walking away from wanting their roads to be fixed and their streets to be repaired. No one's walking away from these things. And so this is the kind of service that is the purpose of government. You raise the resources that you need to take care of the services that the people that you serve need. So nobody is raising their hand to say, my part of the budget is the one you should take out. We don't need that anymore. So I think we have to have a collective budget, much like she's put forward. I don't know if it's necessarily going to move everything that she suggested, but I do know that some of the things that she suggested make sense and should happen.
I want to ask you about the DOJ. The Trump DOJ this week announced a lawsuit against New York for sanctuary status. What are your thoughts on that lawsuit and the response by New York State?
Well, honestly, until President Trump was sworn in, states had rights. And states still have rights. And I don't think it's up to the Department of Justice to decide what states have to do and cannot do.
Now,
I have a total respect for the three parts of government. They're important. But at some point, we have to maintain our opportunity for states to have their own rights without federal government interference.
Now, your district is in the city of Buffalo, and obviously for the first time since I was in high school, the city of Buffalo will be electing someone whose name is not Byron Brown. The Democratic Party's been running these mayoral forums. What are your thoughts on the forums being run by the Democratic Party? And at this point, are you prepared to endorse any of the candidates?
Well, I'll answer your second question first. No, I am not prepared to announce support or endorsement for any of the candidates that are in the race. I think it makes sense for the party to have these opportunities for people to come and talk to the candidates that are running. I will also note that I've been around this place for a long time, and there are many occasions when the Democratic Party did not make a nomination or an endorsement for the mayoral seat. Many times that has not happened. Most times, it is up to the people who live in the city of Buffalo to make that decision, not necessarily a party whose representatives don't necessarily live in the city. So I look forward to whatever this county chair comes up with and whatever recommendations they make, but that is not necessarily going to be the decision that I go with.
All right. Well, we will keep our eyes on that. Majority Leader, it's always great catching up with you. And as we get more on this 33 decision, hope to have you back on the show with whatever the judge lifts the pause or what comes next. Always great catching up. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.